So the whole educational system at that time was sought to be upgraded in view of the war, to prepare children better, not for peace education, so that they can fight better the Russians. This is only 1980. And you can't say that today no nation is preparing for war, even today. Every nation is preparing soldiers. And can you produce good soldiers if you to give them peace education? We are all potential soldiers of our country. It is basically after the Second World War that the idea of peace became very prominent in the world. It's not very far off. Second World War ended in 1945. Before that, there was another First World War, which ended in 1918. So, 1918, after the First World War, for the first time, nations began to feel the horror of war. For the first time, it was a world war in which nations clashed with each other. And therefore they begin to think of peace, to prevent any future eventuality of a war. And they felt that world must awake to the need of peace. We should eliminate war from the whole human history. This historical background is important for curriculum lesson, because when you give the aim of peace education, these elements are to be incorporated. You have to give the perspective of peace education. When and how peace education became important. Now, contrary to these two historical facts of First World War and the Second World War, we had in India a corresponding event. We are making peace education syllabus or curriculum for Indian students. Therefore, Indian context also has to be kept in view. In India, there was a big war of Mahabharata long ago, which was similar to World War, considering the world at that time. Nations had come together. At that time, nation was what we call provinces today. They were called nations at that time. Nations had come together. In fact, the whole of India was present on Kurukshetra, on one side or the other. It was a big massacre. He said only 5 Pandavas remain, and Ashwatthama and Kripacharya. These were the only people who were left at the end of this great war. All were exterminated. It's a huge horror of war. And even at that time, we must know the story of this war very well, to be able to make a good, meaningful curriculum. The issues that came up at that time, which were prevalent even at that time, the issue at that time was that Mahabharata had become inevitable, that war had become inevitable. And so inevitable that when Arjuna wanted to go away from the war, the great teacher called Sri Krishna, he told Arjuna not to flee away and to fight and to massacre. Slay thy enemy, that was the idea. It's an issue whether Sri Krishna's teaching is valid. And if not, why not? This is a very prominent question which students should ask you. If this education was necessary, why Sri Krishna did not teach the art of peace at that time? And he said war was inevitable. And even exhorted Arjuna not to run away from the battlefield. In fact, some people do criticize Sri Krishna, saying even Gandhari is supposed to have called Sri Krishna warmonger and said it is, if he had to say no war, war would not have taken place and her 100 sons would not have been killed. What is the philosophy of war and peace at that time? The curriculum makers have to have a clear idea on this question. Actually, not many people know that Mahabharata was written in order to establish the ideal of peace. The last chapter of Mahabharata is called Shanti Parva. These are questions to be contemplated upon critically. Why Mahabharata is ultimately supposed to be a book of peace, not of war? And if you study the story of Mahabharata quite well, you'll find that this subject of peace was debated even before the war preparation was going on. It was debated. In fact, it is said that Sri Krishna was the greatest upholder of peace. He was the greatest upholder of peace. And this aspect is not brought out very easily and very clearly among us. We don't tell the story of Mahabharata properly to our own children. That Sri Krishna was a great upholder of peace. Why? Because in Indian culture, the idea of peace was advocated right from the Vedic time. Mahabharata was much later. Even today, we are all aware of what is called Shanti Path. Yoga Shanti Rantar Ekshatma Shanti Kativi Shanti Rapa Shanti Roshavaya Shanti Vanaspataya. All whole world is supposed to be filled with peace. Avoidance of war was considered to be one of the greatest aims of our Indian culture right from the beginning. And yet, Rama was a great fighter, great warrior, Krishna was a great warrior, and all Kshatriyas had to fight. They had to be prepared. They had no peace education, it was war education. In spite of this aspect, I am putting this issue before you not to answer these questions, to make you think of these questions. And a large canvas, because ultimately when you make a curriculum, the curriculum makers must be quite clear as to what they want to advocate ultimately. And unless you answer these important questions, you won't be able to make the aim of this education properly articulated and you can't prepare children for it. It is not known that Sri Krishna was the one who tried his utmost to avoid war.